Welcome back. Well, Parliament's Portfolio Committee on Public Enterprises has adopted the Eskom inquiry report, which highlights that the organisation had been captured and as such has recommended that top executives implicated there appear before the Zondo Commission of Inquiry into State Capture. Energy analyst Ted Blom joins us in studio now with his thoughts on the report and the recommendations it's made. Thanks so much, Ted, for joining us today. So on the back of the results, we've seen, as I say, Parliament come through with this inquiry being adopted, pointing to the culprits that sat at the helm of Eskom's financial decline. Does this affirmation mean anything to you? Are you inspired?
I'm very inspired in the sense that I think it's the first time that Parliament's actually got to do the job it was elected to do, and that is to do the oversight part. The only shortcoming in this report, as far as I can see, is that they've only gone to the big perpetrators. They haven't actually dug down to the actual executors of all the fraud. They might have got to the design team, so to speak, and not to the manufacturing team. And as far as I can see, as we saw recently with those executives with the 500,000 rand a month car allowance, I mean, there's a lot of other nonsense still going on within Eskom, right down to project level, to each project. I mean, I've got projects at Medupi, Kusili, at the Mpumalanga stations, all with very, very big problems.
As some would say, though, it's at least a step in the right direction.
Absolutely.
And a place to start.
Absolutely.
It's one thing, though, Parliament doing its job. Do you see the relevant authorities now, taking over this baton and getting involved to act against those implicated individuals?
Well, and there we've seen another hiccup because I've seen several reports from the SIU over the years allegedly investigating calls for corruption to be exposed, and every time they failed. And this time around, they also seem to be very, very slow off the mark. I mean, we've got Eskom saying that they're working very close to the SIU, but nothing seems to be happening.
Mm-hmm.
We've got the Parliament. I mean, this information is more than a year old. I was, in fact, in Parliament twice, if you recall. So that information that I offered and other people offered to Parliament is more than a year old. And the SIU still hasn't done anything about that. I mean, surely they don't have to wait until the final T's are crossed and the I's are dotted before they actually start investigating these things.
I mean, these are key issues that need to be addressed if we're going to see, a proper end or stemming to the rot at the power utility. I mean, are you convinced that we are starting to see the ship turn around, albeit very, very slowly, because at least there's this recognition that bold steps need to be taken faster, as Jabu Mabuza highlighted today?
Well, and I think I would endorse that bold, very bold steps, in fact, much more bolder than what we have seen, need to be taken, because Eskom is on the cusp of a meltdown. Prior to the show starting, I mentioned to you that as far as I could see, Eskom is a one massive Ponzi scheme at the moment, where the consumers are being ripped off with tariff increases second to none, and that extra revenue is used to lure investors or lenders, also to put money on the table, and that money just disappears.
Mm-hmm.
The efficiency of Eskom has just gotten worse, the results have gotten worse. It's sitting without a strategy, which is more than 10 months overdue. It's sitting without a turnaround plan, which is, I would have thought, should have been done in the first week or two. It's now 10 months later, and they're only talking about releasing something in February next year. And frankly, I've been at the State of the Nation report last week and at the results today, and I am not filled with one iota of confidence that these things are actually going to happen at this
time. So despite the rhetoric, do you think that there's just a lack of urgency and no holistic approach and integrated long-term strategy in pursuit of getting things right here?
Well, absolutely. And we saw that with a novice board being appointed. I mean, if you're in crisis mode, you don't appoint a novice board. You don't even know the industry. And this novice board has now had to be corrected allegedly a couple of times by external consultants because they were way off course. They don't understand what are the critical issues in the organization. And as I was driving here tonight, I just thought, it's all fine and well for me to get all hyped up and for you to get excited about all these things happening. The fact of the matter is, there's no demonstration of clear political will. And I was told if there's no will, there's no way.
Let's leave it there, Ted. Always a pleasure having you in studio. Thanks so much for joining us this evening. And that's just some of the criticism that surfaced post Eskom's release of its financials today. That, of course, energy analyst Ted Vlom.